KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. And our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, taking a look at sports in Class 3A District Baseball action from Friday. In District 16, it was Glenwood over Greene County in five innings, 17-5, and Winterset beating Creston 4-1. The Class 3A District Baseball game scheduled to be played at Harlan yesterday were postponed due to the rain and storms. The games will be played instead today at J.J. Jensen Park in Harlan, and the times have been moved up slightly. Atlantic will play Dennis at 4 o'clock, and Harlan will play Carroll in the second game at around 6 p.m. Now, we'll have that Atlantic versus Denison game in Class 3A coming up this afternoon at about 3:45 on KJAN AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Elsewhere in high school baseball action coming up tonight, the Class 1A district finals this evening, all these games at 7 o'clock. Include Nottoway Valley versus Lenox at Lenox. In District 14, it'll be Council Bluffs St. Albert versus Essex at St. Albert. In District 15, Audubon takes on Cam at Coon Rapids Baird. And in District 16 of Class 1A, it'll be Tri-Center Neola versus Arweva Westside at Tri-Center. Again, all those games at 7 o'clock. The 2A District Finals, in District 15 at Underwood, Pitts Underwood versus Trainer, and District 16 at Kemper Catholic will be Kemper Catholic taking on Maple Valley, Antonoto, Charter Oak Ute. Again, both those games at 7 p.m. In Major League Baseball action, Scooter Gennett and Nadilson Herrera homered. Matt Harvey tossed five solid innings, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-1 Friday. Jesse Winker reached base four times and drove in three runs for the Reds. They won their second in a row against St. Louis after breaking a 13-game losing streak to the Cardinals on June the 10th. Lurie Garcia had three hits and three RBIs. All-star Jose Abreu homered for the first time in July, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 9-6. Garcia doubled in two runs in the first, singled in the third, and connected for a solo drive in the sixth inning. Omar Nieves added a two-run homer in the eighth off of Kevin McCarthy, and Joaquin Soraya pitched the ninth for his 14th save in 17 chances. Anthony Rizzo tied the game with an RBI double and two outs in the ninth, and Javier Baez scored the go-ahead run on consecutive errors with one out in the 10th as the Chicago Cubs beat the San Diego Padres 5-4. Joe Mauer homered and drove in four runs, and the Minnesota Twins held on for an 11-8 win against the Tampa Bay Rays. Jake Cave had three hits and two RBIs, and Robbie Grossman added three hits for the Twins, which have won 8 of 9 games on its homestand. Trevor Hildenberger earned the win in relief of a Jake Ordoizzi by striking out the side in the seventh inning. Aaron Alther drove in his first run of July and later started a sensational relay to protect the lead, helping Jake Arrieta and the NL East leading Philadelphia Phillies top Miami Marlins 2-0 Friday in baseball. Max Muncy homered and drove in the go-ahead run in the seventh inning to help the Los Angeles Dodgers rally past the Angels 3-2 in the resumption of the freeway series. Buster Posey singled in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning, and the San Francisco Giants slowed down a surging Oakland Athletics with a 7-1 victory. Ryan Rua had a tie-breaking pinch-hit three-run homer in the seventh inning, and the Texas Rangers held on to beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-4 to snap a three-game losing streak. Rookie right-hander Shane Bieber pitched into the eighth inning, and Cleveland's shaky bullpen narrowly closed things out in lifting the Indians over the Yankees 6-5 on Friday. Dallas Kuchel pitched six strong innings, three relievers completed the shutout, and Alex Bregman provided the offense by setting a career high with his 20th homer to give the Houston Astros a 3-0 win over the Detroit Tigers. Kevin Pillar had four hits, and Justin Smoke had three, including a pair of homers, and they drove in four runs apiece to help the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 13-7 and snap Boston's 10-game winning streak. Nick Ahmed hit a tie-breaking single in the seventh after Zach Godley allowed a run over six innings, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Atlanta Braves 2-1. Trevor Story homered and drove in four runs. Charlie Blackmon also connected, and the Colorado Rockies beat the Seattle Mariners 10-7 Friday. Josh Bell tied a career with four hits. Gregory Polanco homered and drove in two runs each to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 7-3 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. The fourth-place Pirates have won five of their last six games. And Noah Syndergaard pitched out of trouble in the rusty return from the DL and helped himself with an RBI single as the Mets beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. In Major League Baseball news, Indians ace Corey Kluber has received an injection in his right knee that will force him to miss the All-Star game. The two-time Cy Young Award winner got the shot Friday, a day after he was beaten by the New York Yankees. The team said that he will need at least 1 week to recover from the injection and will not make his next start until July 23rd against Pittsburgh. Kluber will be placed on the AL All-Star roster by Tampa Bay's Blake Snell. The right-hander suffered his fifth loss of the season on Thursday night. Kluber has given up 19 runs over his last 34 innings, an uncharacteristic stretch for one of baseball's best players. Kluber allowed a go-ahead double to New York's Aaron Hicks for the eighth inning of Thursday's loss. In other Major League Baseball news, Albert Pujols will spend the All-Star break on the disabled list with a left knee inflammation, a move that lets the Los Angeles Angels rest their slugger without him missing too many games. Manager Mike Scioscia says that Pujols had an injection in his knee. Pujols tied Ken Griffey Jr. on the career home run list with his 630th blast on Thursday. He's hitting .252 with 16 homers and 52 RBIs. Houston right-hander Charlie Morton was added to the American League All-Star team on Friday, giving the Astros a major league-leading six players in next week's game. Morton joins fellow starters Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole on the squad, which also features Houston second baseman Jose Altuve, outfielder George Springer, and third baseman Alex Bregman. Manager A.J. Hinch is managing the AL team. Chase Utley's baseball career is nearing an end. A person with knowledge of the situation says the six-time All-Star will retire from the Los Angeles Dodgers at the end of this season. The 39-year-old Utley's second baseman made his name with the Philadelphia Phillies, earning five All-Star berths and winning four Silver Slugger awards. He helped the team to win a World Series title in 2008. The Phillies traded Utley to the Dodgers in August of 2015. Yankees closer Ardolas Chapman won't pitch in the All-Star game in order to rest his sore left knee. Chapman earned his 25th save Thursday against the Cleveland Indians in his first appearance since Saturday at Toronto. He was removed from the game after facing one batter because of discomfort in the knee. And the mother of Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts tossed out the ceremonial first pitch with her son catching. Eiko Roberts did the honors on Japan Night at Dodger Stadium. The Sports Report was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.